Audio Go presents The Chinese Orange Mystery by Ellery Queen. This book is read by Richard Waterhouse. Foreword. I am naturally prejudiced in favor of my friend, Mr. Ellery Queen. Friendship aborts the critical faculties, especially friendship which has been invited to partake of fame. And yet, ever since those ancient days when I was first persuading Ellery to whip his notes into fiction form, through all the exciting novels that followed that first adventure, I cannot recall being more genuinely impressed than I was as I read the manuscript of The Chinese Orange Mystery. It might well have been subtitled The Crime That Was Backwards, with a further addendum, The Most Remarkable Murder Case of Modern Times. But, as I say, I am prejudiced, and perhaps that is a modest overstatement. The point is that if the crime itself was extraordinary, the mentality that went to work upon it was gigantic. Even now, knowing the answer, I sometimes disbelieve. And yet it was all so simple, indeed so inevitable. The trouble is, as Ellery likes to point out, that all puzzles are irritatingly cryptic until you know the answer. And then you wonder why you were baffled so long. But I cannot quite subscribe to that. It took genius to solve the crime that was backwards, and I will stick to that opinion, though hell freeze over and I lose my friend, which is a potent possibility. Sometimes, too, I feel secretly glad that I had nothing to do with that case. Ellery, who is in many ways a thinking machine, is no respecter of friendships when logic points an accusing finger. And it might very well